Welcome to the Property Magic Podcast. My name is Simon Zucci, and in this podcast, I'm going to deep dive into the property investing strategies and investor mindset from my book, Property Magic. I will also share real estate investing hints, tips, and tricks, which I normally only share on my Property Mastermind Mentorship. Hello and welcome to episode number 236 of the Property Magic Podcast. In this episode, we're going to compare and contrast buying a property for cash as opposed to buying with a mortgage. Now, there are many reasons why people like to buy properties for cash. First of all is they don't think they can get other mortgages. Sometimes people don't want to get into debt because they think debt is a bad thing. They don't want to have the risk of having a mortgage and debt that they have to pay. But what you need to remember is that when you get a mortgage, you're using someone else's money to buy a property. It means your deposits can go further. And your tenants who rent the property from you, they are going to be more than covering the cost of the mortgage. In fact, if that wasn't the case, the bank wouldn't lend you the money to buy the property in the first place. So the tenants are the people who actually pay the mortgage for you and hopefully give you a bit of extra profit every single month. Obviously, you need to understand how to find the right property. You need to make sure you do the numbers correctly. You need to know to go due diligence, put the right kind of tenants into the property. But assuming you know all of that, actually, I don't think there's any risk buying with other people's money and mortgages as long as you do it in a sensible way. Now, let me run through some actual numerical examples to bring this to life for you. And I'm not sure when or where you're listening to this podcast, but if you can possibly jot down some of these numbers, I think you'll see just how powerful using mortgages and leverage can be. So let's say you're going to buy a property for £200,000 and you're thinking about buying that cash. You've got the money available or you're getting it from somewhere and you want to buy the property cash. Now, let's say you use that as an HMO, a house of multiple occupation, which is one of my favorite strategies because it brings so much more rental income than a normal single let property. And let's say this property, allowing for some void periods, brings in £2,340 rental income every single month. Now, as an HMO, you have to pay some expenses. You've got to pay your insurance. You've got to pay for the utilities, the gas, the electric. You've got to pay for the broadband internet, the TV license, the council tax. And let's say if we take that off, let's say it gives you a profit of £1,587 on that HMO. That would be almost £20,000 a year. In fact, £19,044 a year profit before tax. That's not bad based on an investment of £200,000. And you can see why some people like to do that with no debt. Now, obviously, the rental income is part of the profit you make, but one of the big benefits of investing in property is the long-term capital growth. The reality is we live on an island in the UK. There is not enough accommodation. We have the increasing population. So over time, both rents and property values go up. The government predict we need 300,000 new homes every year. We're building less than 200,000. So we have this shortage of accommodation. So in about 10 years' time, historically, property prices double. That doesn't happen every 10 years. It doesn't happen in every area. It's very much an average over time and around the country. I've certainly seen that having invested for almost three decades now. I've seen properties double, double and double again. The early ones I bought, and I've seen that kind of growth. Personally, I think you see better growth with houses rather than apartments. I did a whole podcast. You might want to go and look that up. Houses versus apartments. I think unless you're talking about London, generally you want to probably stay clear of apartments. Houses, I feel, are a much better investment just because of the long-term capital growth. So let's say you bought this property for cash. It's giving you almost £20,000 a year in profit after paying the expenses. Remember, there's no mortgage. And in 10 years' time, that £200,000 property might be worth £400,000. So you've had a growth of £200,000. That's a profit of 100% on your initial investment. Again, a pretty good investment. You can see why people want to invest in property as opposed to other investments. Now, let's say you decide to buy that property. Instead of buying it cash, you decide to use a mortgage. So buying a £200,000 property, you'd typically get a buy-to-let mortgage, which would be 75% loan-to-value. So the value's 200, 75% of that would be £150,000. Now, you'd have to put in your £50,000 deposit. You'd have your stamp duty, your legal costs, and maybe a few other bits and pieces. It'll cost you a bit more than 50,000, but let's just keep the math simple at the moment. Now, because you're paying a mortgage on this property, you're not going to make as much as 1,587, which was with no mortgage. It's probably going to be less than £1,000, maybe about 850 or something. So let's just say in this example, it's £10,044 per annum profit. Now, here's the important thing. So as you can see, because you are borrowing money and you're paying interest on that money on a monthly basis, you don't make as much cash flow from this property. And this is one of the things people who are buying cash, they look at this and say, well, I can put cash in and I'm going to make almost 20,000. If I get a mortgage, I'm only going to make 10,000 from this property. I might as well buy cash. But here's the point. Because you've used less cash to buy this property, you could probably buy 3 properties with the deposits and all the other costs and still have a little cash left over instead of just buying 1 property. So if you bought 3 properties, each giving you about £10,000, that would be £30,000 in total. So in other words, you buy 1 property, and in the example I gave you, make maybe £20,000 profit. Or you buy 3 properties with the same amount of deposit money, but using a buy-to-let mortgage on each of those properties, and you make £30,000 profit. So in other words, although you are borrowing and you make less per property, because you can buy more properties, overall, you can make more cash flow because you have 3 properties. Now, because you have 3 properties worth £200,000 each initially when you bought them, remember they're going to go up in value over time. So your total portfolio of 3 houses at £200,000, that's £600,000 in value, and mortgages of £450,000. Well, if they double in value over 10 years, the portfolio value goes from £600,000 up to £1.2 million. Now, remember, you still got that £450,000 of mortgage debt. If you take that off, it means you've got £750,000 of equity. What have you had to do for that equity? Well, you've had to do very little. You put the time and effort in upfront to buy those first 3 properties. Then you sat back, you get someone else to manage the properties for you. In the meantime, if that's what you want, that's what I do, because I don't want to spend all my time managing properties. I don't want to be a full-time landlord. I want to be a sophisticated investor. I invest my money and other people's money. I get an income on that and I get great capital growth. So in other words, with your value of your portfolio in 10 years, just 3 properties at 1.2 million, if you take off the debt of the 450,000, that leaves you 750, take off your initial 200,000, that's £550,000 of profit based on your initial £200,000 investment. So instead of a 100% return on investment where you buy something for cash and it just doubles in value, the properties have doubled in value, but because you've got 3 of them, actually your 550 profit compared to your initial 200,000 investment is more like a 275% return on investment. So think about this for a minute. Would you rather have, in the numbers I gave you, a 100% return on investment by buying cash, or would you like to use mortgages and other people's money and get a 3 properties and get a 275% return on your initial £200,000? So take your time, think about it, but hopefully not too long. You can see the incredible power of leverage. And this is why we want to use mortgages when we're investing in property. Now, you might say, well, that's all very well, Simon, but I don't have the initial £200,000. You don't need £200,000 to get started. In fact, there are some strategies where you really don't need to put deposits in at all, such as rent to rent, where you rent someone else's property, you get cash flow from it. Even better than rent to rent is a purchase lease option, similar to rent to rent, but you also get the right to buy the property in the future and hope you had some capital growth there. If you're actually buying properties, normally some money is required to put in, but it could be vendor finance, where actually the seller is lending you the deposit money. Now, you can't do that with a normal mortgage company. You need to do it bridging, and then after 6 months, refinance. Or if you do need to put, and you're buying the conventional way, you're putting money in, you could be someone else's money, either as a joint venture where they share some of the cash flow and the extra growth, or even just as a loan where you pay them interest, and once they've had their money back, they have no more interest in the property. So there are many different ways of funding deals for when you run out of your own money, which is good because at some point, everybody runs out of their own cash. Over the next few months, I'm going to be doing a number of podcasts about creative investing strategies. It needs a little bit of thinking outside the box, but I believe if there's a will, there's always a way. If you want to build a property portfolio, if you don't have much of your own money, you're going to need to do some more work, put some more time and effort in, but you could absolutely do that, as many of our students have done. If you have money, whether it's savings, inheritance, money in your business, it's not doing you any favors sitting in the bank. By putting it into property, not only can you get a much better cash flow, you also benefit from that long-term capital growth. So I hope that's been useful to help you get head around why really you want to be using mortgages, borrowing money from a bank, instead of just using your money as cash. I do hope you've enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you have, I've got a request and a recommendation. First of all, I would love it if you can give me a 5-star review. Go back to wherever you downloaded this podcast from. There might be somewhere you can leave a review. I'd love you to give me a 5-star and say what particularly you like about the podcast. The more reviews we have, the more people will see and benefit from this information. Secondly, maybe you know someone who really should hear this message. You can recommend they go and listen to the podcast. Maybe send them a link. All our podcasts are free. There are over 200 episodes, over 40 hours of great content. And if you want to become a more successful investor, you definitely want to listen to this on a very regular basis. They come out every Tuesday morning, and you can work your way back through all of the recordings. So I do hope this has been a valuable resource for you. If it is, please tell other people about it. If you didn't like it, for God's sakes, don't tell anybody. I'm sure that's not the case. And until next time, I encourage you to invest with knowledge, invest with skill. Thanks for listening to the Property Magic Podcast. To get this week's show notes, please visit www.propertymagicbook.co.uk/podcast. You can contact me via LinkedIn. You can follow me on social media. And I highly recommend you subscribe to my YouTube channel to watch loads of valuable property trading for free. All of the details are available in the show notes. Until next time, invest with knowledge, invest with skill.